I'm John Baldessari. In the mid-60s, I was living in a small service community south of San Diego. And it was a good moment for me in retrospect because I was able to really dig into what I thought art might be, not what somebody else would think art would be. You know, received wisdom, what you would get in school. And so a lot of my work was about questioning this received wisdom. And I thought, well, I wonder what would happen if you just gave the public what they know, which would be, let's say, words and photographic images. They probably had a camera, and they probably read books, magazines, and newspapers. So I said, I'll just do text pieces, or I'll do text and photo pieces. It doesn't look like abstract expressionism. It looks like something in their lives. But I would put it on canvas, and that would be a signal that it would be art. What comes afterwards is not your traditional kind of painting. And the piece is not actually physically done by me. Somebody built the stretcher bar, stretched the canvas, primed it. The text is painted by a professional sign painter. And the text is not written by me, but it's an appropriate text that I found. I've always been attracted to anyone that can blatantly say what art is. I dislike that kind of audacity or ignorance, one or the other. I think the wonderful irony about this piece is that it's text, but in fact it is a painting because it's done with paint on canvas. So I'm really being very slightly ironic here and saying, well, this is what painting is. Back then, I couldn't get any response from those works. People would just look at me like, you know, what are you crazy or what are you doing? This is not art. And now, you know, I think it's wonderful that one of them hangs at MoMA,